Evening.
Okay. Tina, you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. We're going to turn it over to you for our opening selection tonight.
I was the one who went over there. So by me going, actually, I'm on top and got in the middle. Mm-hmm. The bottom there. The singer name ain't all out here to the penny. But if we go pay the money.
Okay.
So he'll just sell a drow.
Right. That one of those.
Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. I tried all I could. Seemed like nothing did me any good. Then I heard Jesus was passing by, and I decided to give him a try. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole.
God
bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Another beautiful selection. Our opening prayer tonight will be done by Sandy Gilberton.
Gracious and Heavenly Father, we come before you on this evening, oh God, just to tell you thank you, just to tell you that we love you. We praise you. We lift you up on high, oh God. Your word says if we lift you up on high, you will draw all men unto you. Father, we want to be drawn to you. We want to be drawn into your presence, into your throne room. We want to be drawn into your loving arms, oh God. We want to be drawn under your ark of safety, almighty God. We thank you and praise you that we are able to be here again, oh God, for family Bible study. We thank you, Father, for the word falling fresh upon us. Feed us, oh God. Quench our thirsty souls, oh God, with your word that will sustain us, that will take us through, oh God. We bless your holy name, oh God. We know there's nothing that we face alone because you never leave us nor forsake us. So, Father, we just ask you to, oh, God, fill us up to overflowing.
Yes.
Touch everyone that's here tonight, oh, God.
Yes.
You know what we need. You know what we face. You know what we are experiencing and feeling, oh, God. You know us better than we know ourselves, oh, Father. So we ask you, oh, God, to be God in this place. Be Lord of lords and King of kings over our situations, oh, God. We just praise your mighty name, oh, Father, and we put all our hope and trust in you. We know that all things are working together for our good, oh, God. So we're just going to hold on to your unchanging hand. We ask you to bless the speaker of the hour. Pour into them as they pour into us. Almighty God, let your anointing flow through each and every one of us, oh, God. We just bless your holy name. And we commit these prayers to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Yes. Okay, moving right along. I'd like to thank everybody for joining the Thursday night Bible study tonight. And tonight, the speaker is going to be Reverend Maddie.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bro, you said that like, Thank God for another Thursday night, and I have enjoyed the others that have been blessing us with the word over the last few weeks. And as he said, we just thank God for another Thursday night and everybody coming together. And this week we know in the church circle is called the Holy Week. Back in December, we celebrated the birth of baby Jesus. And now we come because we're celebrating the death of that same baby that was born into the world. He came to be the savior of the world. And now as we celebrate this time that we call Easter, the celebration is because he completed the purpose in which he came and gave his life that we might live. And so tonight, just a few things that I want to share as we celebrate this time, that we know that without blood, the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sin. And the scripture tells us that the first Adam, because of his disobedience to God, brought sin into the world, and with that came death. The separation, the eternal separation from God. And that God had a plan to fix that so that we would not have to be eternally separated from him. And I say it over and over every chance I get that we're not sinners because of what we do. We're sinners because we're born into the world where the first man disobeyed God, and sin automatically came in. And so every person born after his disobedience was born in sin. And so and the only way that we can without repenting of being sinners and accepting what Jesus did on the cross, we cannot be reconnected to the Father. And even back when Adam sinned, the first Adam, God had a plan. And when each of us are born, it is with a purpose. And just as Jesus was born with a purpose, we are born with a purpose also. Our purpose is not the same as his. His purpose, he came to give his life so that we could have life. But then our purpose, God uses us to help others to understand the mystery of the gospel and be able to be reconnected to the Father that we are disconnected from because of sin. And so when we look at scriptures in Matthew chapter 20, from chapter 26, verses 26 through the rest of Matthew, if we read that, there is so much information. We cannot share it all tonight. When you think about Jesus being born as a baby, and then he lived 33 years, and the last 3 years of his life is what he gave to teaching the training disciples to continue the work that he has started in his obedience to the purpose in which he was here to begin with. But up until that point, he was just as man. He was not born he didn't come as a deity. He came as a baby, born as the rest of us were born, but he had a purpose. He had a mission. And that was because God did not want those in which he created, what the mankind which he created, to be eternally separated from him. But sin brought that in, and if we have to realize and read the word, accept what has been said in the word, and know that Jesus paid the price when he hung on the cross, and he said, "It is finished." And that means that everything that had separated man from God had been removed. And so we accept that, and then we repent. Our part is to repent for being sinners and accept the shed blood that the paid penalty for our sin, and then we can be restored back to the Father. And so during this time that so much has been said about the death, it was the death, burial, and the resurrection that all is what is being celebrated now. Because not only did Jesus die on the cross, but he was buried, and then on the third day, as he had said. But the sad thing is, and it's now a lot of people are reading the word but not believing the word. And then back when he was here and he told the disciples that he, the 12 men that he chose to train, he told them that in 3 days he was gonna rise from the dead. He was coming back. And but it wasn't received then, and so many are not receiving it now. But our purpose, like I said, Jesus was born with a purpose, and we were born with a purpose. And our purpose is to help mankind now understand that it is the blood has already been shed for the remission of sin, and the thing that is our part is that we accept what we read and follow the instruction given to us in the book of Romans. It tells us that we have to repent and ask forgiveness, and when we're doing it from our heart, then we will be forgiven and reconnected to the Father eternally. And when he forgive our sin, when we accept what his plan were and our sins are forgiven, Jesus already paid the price. So it's our past sin, our present sin, and if there is any sin in the future, all the sin has been taken care of. The penalty had been paid. And Jesus did that. And when he hung on the cross, when he said it is finished, that's what he was talking about. So we don't have to worry about anything, as because once it was done, once for all. The Adam that brought sin into the world couldn't take it out once it was in, but the second Adam that came was able to do away with it once and for all. Up until that point, the priest would give the take the blood of the animals and once a year go into the Holy of Holies and sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat for the sins of the people. But when Jesus was hanging on the cross and the curtain was rent from top to bottom, and it was at that point that man, the priest didn't have to go to the Father on behalf of the people, because when Jesus opened the door so that each of us is able to go to the Father for ourselves. And that's so what's so beautiful about what he did. He removed his blood. The priest had to do it yearly with the animal's blood because they were not sufficient. But when Jesus shed his blood, it was sufficient, and he only had to do it the one time, and so that every man, woman, boy, girl that desire to can be restored to relationship with the Father. And that's what he wants for us, to be able to have an intimate relationship with him, be reconnected to him, and not spend eternity disconnected from him. And I believe the scripture said that hell is being enlarged for those that do not believe and receive this. Hell is being created for Satan. It being created for Satan. But for everybody that don't receive what Jesus did during this time that we are now celebrating his crucifixion on the cross, then they too will be appointed to the lake of fire. It's so much in this. You'd almost have to have a series to get it all in. But I thought, well, tonight we just share a little bit, and I'm sure that we're getting it from more than one place. And maybe when we put it all together, we will have the whole thing to the point that we are able to tell somebody else that Jesus died for our sin. But not only did he die, he was buried, but he rose on the third day, and he is now back at the right hand of the Father, the chief intercessor for us, and so that we can be drawn back to the Father. Not only that, but he told the disciples that he had to leave so that he could stand, else the comforter wouldn't come. They needed a comforter when he left them, that they would need somebody else to be with them, and that the Father was going to send the comforter, but it couldn't happen if he didn't leave. And also because with him, when Jesus was here, because he didn't come as deity, he was not able to be but one place at a time. And in order for the things to take place that the scripture had talked about, then the Holy Spirit had to come, which is the Spirit of God, so that it can rest in the heart of everybody that will believe. And that would allow each one of us to have the power and the authority to explain or speak the things that God give us to say or do, and make a difference in advancing the kingdom. That to me was the disciples were sad because they didn't want him to go. But he said, if I don't go, the Holy Spirit can't come. So they didn't have the Bible to read as we have. And that's the sad part, when we have from Genesis to Revelation in print, and we can read what did happen and what God has promised will happen. But even in reading that, some of us are still not believing what the scripture has said. But except we repent of the sin, then because we have we are born with the nature of sin, and without the power of the Holy Spirit to help us, then we will, there's no good thing in the flesh, the scripture says. And if we don't have the power of the Holy Spirit to help us bring the flesh under subjection of the Spirit, we won't be able to do the right thing. So whenever we accept what God's plan, and we know if God was wise enough to create all that we see, all creation, including man, if he was wise enough, then his plan most certainly will work, because he knows what is needed for us to be able to follow and be obedient to what he said. Because he spoke to Adam and Eve. He spoke to Adam, but told them what to do, but they didn't do it. And because of that, the penalty of death was brought upon him, and he was separated from God. But then God, when he found out that he had been disobedient, as the scripture said, that he took an animal and killed the animal and wrapped Adam and Eve in the fur, the flesh of the animal, so that the blood was upon them, and they was then cleansed. But that was not the permanent cleansing that happened when Jesus died on the cross. Now the permanent cleansing has taken place, because he shedded his blood once for all. We don't have to go and get animals and kill them and make that sacrifice. We just have to follow the instructions in the word and repent for things that we do wrong and ask forgiveness and receive what God said in his word. And when we do that, we're able then to be able to go into the presence of the Father, which is called the Holy of Holies. And except we do that in prayer, we are not able to know what God's intention for us is and what his will for us. And when we are able to be intimate with God, he speaks to us and gives us assignment. And when we follow his assignment, we are able to lead other people to Christ, which again will allow them to be forgiven for their sin and connected to the Father. And it passes from one to the other. And as we do that, the kingdom is being advanced and enlarged, and God's family is being enlarged also. So tonight, the scriptures that we can read to get as much information as we want about the first Adam. It's in the book of Genesis, verses 16 and 17, but it'd be good to read the whole second chapter of Genesis. And about the second Adam, which is Jesus, the first Adam, of course, was the man that God made when he created the heavens and the earth. The second Adam is Jesus. If we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and start at verse 45, there is so much information that help us to know what Jesus was able to do, and what it reads down through verse 58. But the birth of the baby Jesus that started it all, we find that in the book of Luke. And if we start at verse 7 and read again, you can read the whole second chapter, and it gives us the information. And his death, burial, and resurrection, this is just some of the things. Well, you know, we have the book of Revelation that tells us a lot about what is to come, but we have the book of Matthew that tells us a lot about what has happened and the things that we have been instructed to do also. So the death, burial, and resurrection with Jesus, Matthew chapter 6, if we start there and read through to Matthew 28, chapter 28, verses 1 to 20, then we can have an understanding, I believe a better understanding of why we are celebrating this Holy Week and what have taken place that we are able to call, say to our God, our Father. Because before he died on the cross, man couldn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't say that. We couldn't call God our Father. But after the death and resurrection, after the death on the cross and the resurrection, he said he rose with all power on heaven and earth in his hand. But he's also have given that by the power of the Holy Spirit, have given that to every believer also, that we are able now. And I believe it's in the Old Testament. I'm trying to think where it's Psalms or Proverbs, where it tells us that we have the power of life and death in the tongue. So we are able to as God used words to bring the earth into being, he have given us the power to speak so that things that in the earth that is not according to his will can be dealt with and stamped out, and things that we need to take place that we can have life now. And then we will have eternal life with him. But we also are supposed to have abundant life now. And there's some things we need to know, some things we need to do. By faith, we are able to pray these things that God has given us the permission and authority to do. And we can say, see change in anything that is not his will. When we come against it by the power of the Holy Spirit and following the instruction that God gives us so that we walk in his will, then we can see his kingdom being built and advanced. And that's what our purpose. And when we seek God, he will direct our path. We thank him for scripture. Read the word to go back to from starting at Genesis, and we'll be able to know that the baby came, but he's no longer, he didn't stay a baby. He went to the cross, but he's not on the cross now. And it's sad because so many people, they want to stay at the foot of the cross. Jesus is not there. He is at the right hand of the Father in heaven, interceding for us that we can also be able to join the Father in heaven.
Yeah.
We thank God for the word and for the time of sharing. Back to you, Robert.
Okay, thank you, sis, for those words. Okay, our 32nd tonight is going to be coming from, is Linda Simpson on? Okay, I guess not. We come from Danny Evans.
Good evening, everyone. 32nd will be coming from 2 Timothy chapter 2, the 15th verse. But before I read that, I want to share something, if it's okay. Stopped at the station and got some gas the other day, and the lady was, she said, I forgot how the conversation went, but anyway, it ended up, she said, you know, someone said something strange to me the other day, and she said, I thought it was kind of, you know, awkward, because, you know, they say, another day, another dollar. So she said, no, she said, this lady said, another day, another blessing. And I said, I wanted to share, because a lot of people wake up and there's all kind of stuff going on. And, you know, you may not be blessed the whole day again, but when you wake up, another day, another blessing. And I read study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. May God add a blessing to their word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, this time we're going to go ahead and open the line up for the inputs and updates.
This is Jan. I want to ask everyone if they could just pray for my best friend, Queen. She's dealing with some upper respiratory issues, and so if you could just keep her in your prayers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening. This is Mari. Today they say it comes in threes, and it came in threes for me today. So I'm asking for prayer for Ann Smith's family. She passed away. And also Arlena. Her mother passed away, so Alina Hall, please, I pray for her. And my neighbor across the street just a few minutes ago found out her brother passed. So Victoria Murphy, pray for her family. She's on the way to Merlin, I guess, to, you know, take care of business. But just pray for all three of them, please. Thank you.
This is Deborah Jackson. I'm requesting prayer for tomorrow. So be praying for me tomorrow. I go tomorrow to do a what you call it, an MRI or a CAT scan, a whole body scan of your body where everything where you drink this liquid and it shows what's going on in the body, all over the body. So be praying that it's nothing. But I'm going to do this test tomorrow, so just be praying for me. Deborah Jackson.
Okay, I'm going to put this update. We're going to go right into roll call.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
On last week, if there's no mistake, we had 35 people on the line, and we thank God for each and every one. Lee in Virginia, here. Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willamette.
Here.
Janet.
Here.
Danny and Juanita.
Here.
Robert and Portia.
Here.
Here.
Oli.
Here.
Glory.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
Pastor Burwell. Grace. Linda Hodge. Sandra Mangum. Mari,
Here.
Deborah Bradford. Barbara Williams.
Here.
Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine Jones.
Here.
Ken Carlin.
Here.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Charlotte. Tangela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Samari.
Here.
Ashante.
Here.
Tim.
So sweet.
Shayna Strong.
Here.
Charles.
Here.
Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Tanya W. Miss Winnie.
Here.
Fran. Lisa.
Here.
Evelyn C. Did I miss anyone?
Am I there, Dasha?
Okay. Anyone else? Back to you, Uncle Robert.
All right, thank you. Okay, before we turn it over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer, next week, our opening prayer will be done by Lorraine Jones, and our 32nd will be done by Jan Chambers. Okay, and with that said, we're going to turn it over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for another Bible study, God. We thank you for what you have done this far. We thank you for dying on Calvary Cross for each and every one of us, God. We thank you for this week, God. Oh, God, help us not to forget, God. You said, remember, God, what you have done for us, God. You came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And I thank you for the life that you have given each one of us, God. We thank you for strength today. We thank you for walking with us, God, talking with us and keeping us in perfect peace, God. If our minds stay on you, Lord, God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you have done for each and every one of us, God. Lord, you said if we have committed any sin, God, you have died for us and you have given us an opportunity, Lord, to ask for forgiveness of our sin and clean us up, Lord, that we can live holy, God. And I thank you for that, God. Thank you for dying for me, God, and giving me that right to the tree of life, God. Lord, and I thank you for everyone that's on the line, God. Continue to bless us, God, and give us strength, God. Oh, God, continue to help our family, God. Lord, to draw nigh to you, God. You said if we draw nigh to you, you draw nigh to us, Lord. Yeah, and I thank you for that. Thank you for the word tonight. Thank you for what we have heard, God. Let it sink deep in our soul, God. Keep us saved. Keep us holy, God. Oh, God, help us not to forget, Lord, what you have done for us, Lord. God, and I thank you for all the bereaved family. God, I ask you to comfort them. Be with them, Jesus. Only you can do it, God. You said, let not our heart be troubled. You said, if we believe in you, God, Lord, that you will take care of us, God. You said you will go away and prepare a place for us, and you will come back one day for us. Lord, and I thank you for this day. Thank you for this hour, God, that you allow us to have to come together to hear your word, God. Open our ears and our understanding, God. Lord, that we can believe, God. Increase our faith, God. Oh, God, we thank you for everything, God. We bound the enemy right now, God, who tried to block us, God. Lord, I ask you to give us faith, God, to believe in you, God. And we thank you tonight for everything. You said no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. Lord, it might form, but it will not prosper. Bless us throughout the week, God. Many traveling up and down the dangerous highway. God, we ask you to look down on them, God. Oh, God, and give them traveling mercy, God. Oh, God, as we approach Easter Sunday, Lord. Oh, God, your resurrection day. Lord, give us that joy, God. That unspeakable joy. Bless every service, God. Lord, and lift us up, God. Oh, God, and give us that faith to believe, God, in what you have done for us, God. Oh, God, if anything bothering us, God, we ask you to lift us up, God. Oh, God, help us to cast all our cares upon you because you care for us, God. You love us, God. Oh, God, we believe in you. We know that you are able, God. You are able to take care of each one of us. God, bless our children, God. Bless each and every one of them, God. Watch over them, God. Even as we sleep at night, God, let those angels encamp around us, Lord, and give us that sweet sleep, God, tonight, Lord. Be with us, and we thank you again for another day, God, another hour, another opportunity to praise your name and to believe in your word, God. Help us to hold on and hold out because there is hope in you, God. And I thank you for everything tonight that we heard. God, help us to lift you up more and more, God. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. God, we ask you to remember Deborah Jackson, God, as she go, God, before the doctor, Lord. Oh, God, as she take the diet, whatever needs to be taken, Lord. God, I ask you to touch her, God. Heal her body even before she get there. You said, by your stripes, we are healed, Father. Oh, God, we rebuke the devil right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and give us the faith to believe in you, God. Oh, God, you said, by your stripes we are healed, God. Oh, God, heal us, Jesus. Oh, God, give us that faith to believe in you, God. Oh, God, we know that you can do it, Lord. We count it done already, God. Oh, God, that you have said in your word, God, that you are a healer, God. You heal without the aid of medicine, Lord. Bless every one of us this week, God. Lift us up, God. Be with us. You said, you'll never forsake us, God. You'll never leave us alone. Be with us. If our mind is troubled, God, give us peace, God. Peace that passes all understanding, God. Oh, God, don't let the devil come in, God. If he come in like a flood, lift up, he's standing against him. In the name of Jesus, we count it done tonight, God. Oh, God, we ask all these blessings, God, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. And we'd like to thank everyone for being on the line tonight. And we hope everyone have a good Easter weekend. And with that said, we're going to say good night. And we look forward to having you back next week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.